What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
That never gets old.
I know. I know. And you wanted to change it at one point,
right? I know. I just thought maybe people would be getting bored with it. But I don't know. Maybe that's like, you're getting bored. But that's like how I identify like the start of our show, you know?
Yeah. I started pressing the button when you do it on my end.
Can you hear it?
So I can fucking actually hear it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because for so many episodes, I was just like dancing, just
pretending.
Pretending to dance. It's like,
well, you are an actress, you know?
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Scout.
Babe.
How are you?
Oh, God.
I'm good.
Hope everyone's laughing right now as much as we are.
I was telling Danielle that I was up all night. I was doing my trial wedding makeup yesterday, and Paige came over.
Yeah. Was that what you posted? Because it looks so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks beautiful.
Yes. So I was like, I was trying to use like these lashes, and I have lash extensions, and there's this glue that makeup artists love to use that is like, it's like fucking cement glue.
Is it Duo?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's like from Satan's butthole. Like, it's the worst fucking thing ever. And like, I now whenever I see it, I get traumatized because I always have like my eyes just always have bad reactions to it.
Well, duh. That's why your fucking eyes were closed last night.
Yeah. And it's so hard to get off. Like it feels like you're peeling your fucking eyeball off.
It's, you know what it feels like? It feels like when you have a prosthetic on your face and it's like latex and they have to like use alcohol in the brush to like slowly pull it off your face and it still kind of fucking hurts.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm going to put fucking alcohol in my eyeball. No.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you just have to rip it. You just have to
rip it off.
Rip it off. Yeah. And so I think I irritated my eye and it's just, it's like, it's literally like, it's awful. I'm like,
I think they have like remover for that stuff, don't they? Doesn't the company make a remover for the glue? I don't know. Maybe it's just to get off the lashes. Do you know, do you ever reuse your lashes after you, I always just throw them away. People sometimes like will reuse, I have girlfriends that will reuse them two or three times.
I used to do that when I used to like wear, you know, the lash strips all the time. I used to do that, but now I don't. Now I'm just doing lash extensions, which I don't know how long that's going to last in my life. I can't wait for that day where I'm like, I don't need this shit anymore.
Oh, girl, it only gets worse.
I know. I'm like,
let me tell
on.
You.
Pile
the
on.
Amount of money and shit that I've spent as I've reached my mid-40s on facial treatments, on hair, on my eyelashes, on my eyebrows, on my skin, like all of that stuff. I don't know if it's because I'm finally like seeing my age a little bit, and I'm like, probably. Oh fuck. Like, yeah. I just bought that, the new skin, the one that, or new face that uh-huh. you have.
Yeah.
So I bought the better one, the bigger yeah. one, yeah. because it comes with the under eye and the around the mouth line one. That's why I bought it, but I'm so cheap that I bought it on eBay used.
Oh my God.
Because hilarious. I was like, fuck this. I'm not spending $500 on this thing. So I'm just going to buy it for $120 on eBay. And then it came, and it came like they didn't clean it. Like they'd been using it, and there was like weird, like, does the stuff come off of, so for guys that you guys don't know, it's like some kind of electromagnetic, it's probably all bullshit, but it's supposed to like tighten your skin on your face and then produce more collagen, and you use it with this like, it's almost like an ultrasound essentially for your face. So it's got like two little like silver balls on it or whatever.
Explain.
I mean, right? That's kind of what it feels
your
like.
Face?
But you know, but you said it worked. So, and I remember using it in my early 30s when Nu Skin had one. I don't even know if that's around anymore, but they had one that was kind of the same thing. And uh-huh. and I was like, oh wow. So I don't know if it's like placebo effect or if it's actually doing anything. I haven't used it yet because I've got to figure out how to fucking clean it first. And I don't think I should be buying stuff on eBay.
No, for don't my buy stuff on eBay.
Face.
Yeah, I'm surprised it plugs in and turns on.
Well,
or even
I
tried
don't know.
That yet.
I haven't. Well, I turned it on, but I don't hear anything.
Oh, it doesn't even
light
up?
Does
that
mean it's not working? It lights up, but is it supposed to like make a sound or feel like anything?
Well, I don't know. That one's different, so I'm not. I
does
can't.
Yours? Mike, it's exactly the same as yours, but just a little bit bigger, so have the different attachment on.
Oh, no, it doesn't do. It doesn't make a noise.
So how do you know it's doing something?
Does it shine
do you
red?
Feel it? The lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lights are on red, but I don't, okay. It doesn't look like anything's happening when I turn it on.
Oh, I mean, babe, half the shit, half the shit that we put on our fucking face, I feel like I'm like, is this doing anything? I think
it's
doing
anything,
but it's not.
I think, I swear to God, I think it does, and I think it is, because I have seen in the year that I've lived here, I think it's because I live out in the country, and all I can do is, like, look at myself, and I barely go out, so I'm constantly like, okay, what am I going to do today? I'm not distracted by the tons of things that I keep myself busy with, so I had time to, like, all right, get it together, girlfriend. And I feel like I look better as I get older. My skin definitely looks better as I'm getting older. So I think
that's it good.
For sure has to do with my dermatologist that I have here that I love, as well as like my skincare routine.
Yeah.
And I'm always like sticking to it and being very particular about all of that stuff. But I did ask for something very expensive for my birthday from my husband. And I don't know if he'll get it from me, but this will remind him if you're listening. I told you that I wanted this because I want you to get it, but don't get it without consulting me first, because I want to make
oh my
sure
God,
it's
hilarious.
Exactly the one that I want. But I know he's really good at that stuff. I want to get a pro laser hair remover. I want to get
sorry,
like
what?
One they have at the dermatologist's office, because
you want a
I
fucking
pay,
machine.
Like, I want a machine.
Oh my God. I love that. That's what you think.
Yes.
That's
what I want. That's what I want.
Wow, that just means so much to you, eh? Like no hair, Magoo.
It does. I don't want any hair in any part of my body at all, except my head, which
when,
is the one
that
place
start?
That it's not fucking
growing. When did that arise?
Hormones, dude.
Oh, okay.
Hormone
okay.
treatment. I'm like, why do I have hair on my arms? Mm. That's fucking gross. Like, and you know, and people are like, oh, you can, you know, shave it or dye it. Or I'm like, I'm not shaving my arms. I mean, I know, listen, Paige does it. I talked to her and I was like, let me see. She's like, I've been shaving since I'm 14. And she doesn't have like rough, your arm. No, your arms, bitch, not your underarms.
Oh, my arms?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have, I like, don't mind my mine are very light.
Right. Well, I'm darker and mine is not,
okay.
Mine's not like thick. It's fine, but I don't want to see any of it. I don't want a hair on my body.
That must have been something of when you were a kid. Like someone must have like been like, oh, look at her arm, mom, or some bullshit.
No, you know what it was? It was on my face. It was like, you need to get your eyebrows done. And when I was little, they used to make me bleach my lip.
Oh, okay.
That's 100% what it is.
Yeah.
Like I remember specifically working on The Last Boy Scout and having the makeup artist send me to a facialist to get my lip waxed and to get
a
facial.
Fucking crazy. That's crazy.
But you know what? Yeah, I'm Romanian and fucking German, Russian, and like we're all dark. And I remember my grandma used to bleach her lip and do all that stuff. And, you know, I always was so insecure about it. And then I was like, I'm just going to laser everything. So I've just been lasering. That is all gone now, thank God. But like that, but now other parts of my body. And I'm sure you ladies can, you know, you just don't want, you don't want anyone to see it. You don't want to, I don't know. It's like fucking weird. But don't tell me that if I got like a $3,000 laser machine, I wouldn't get like some crazy $20,000 one, but like there's, you know, expensive ones that are smaller and portable for like small business owners that are estheticians and, you know, do that kind of stuff in their office. And don't tell me that if you came to Austin, you wouldn't be like, I want you to laser every part of my body right now.
Yeah, right? Because none of my friends have that machine.
And you go to the doctor and you pay like $150 per area.
You do realize, you know? Yeah, no, I know. I don't do
so
that.
So if I could shave, do like your shave, legs, so your all of your legs, your underarms, like if I could do everything, every part of your body so no hair grew anywhere, would you not want to do your entire body?
I think because my hair is a little bit different than yours. It's like it doesn't grow very fast. I'm also...
It probably wouldn't work on you as well because you're lighter.
Yeah, and I'm not also that bitch that like lets my leg hair get pretty long just because it doesn't really show.
Oh my God, I mean, even if it was blonde.
I don't know. I like don't like know that it's like.
Oh my
long,
God! No.
I can't.
I shave every day.
Oh really?
Every day.
I don't have to. My hair doesn't grow that fast.
I don't like any hair in my body.
Maybe once a week.
I told you about the time that I did the bikini laser and what happened to me.
No.
Did I not tell you the story?
No.
I could have sworn I did. So, all right. I'm just going to,
go,
I guess we're just letting it all out. So I went to get like bikini laser hair remover because I was just waxing, you know, every 4 weeks and you can't shave or do anything in between. Otherwise, it doesn't, the laser doesn't, you know, do it. So, or the waxing doesn't get it off. You need it to grow. And I don't ever like that time in between where you're like letting it.
What is the pain of that? What is the pain?
I have a very high pain tolerance, so I have no idea.
But like,
I don't even care.
Really?
Doesn't matter to me.
Even your
no,
first time, you don't remember your first time like waxing your fucking lips? Come on.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
What?
No, it doesn't really.
Come
I mean,
on, there's no way. There's
no
way.
But your vagina hurts, but you know, but whatever, you're like fucking get it off. So I just can't stand hair. So I go to get, I'm like, I'm tired of waxing. It's costing me $70 every time I go get a bikini wax. This is ridiculous. Like I just get it in the triangle, whatever. Like, okay, I want it. I'm just done. I'm going to go get laser for $150 and I'll do that 5 times over the next, you know, 6 months and it'll be gone forever. So I'm like, this is what I want to do. And I can shave in between the laser because they'll shave you before they laser you. So I'm like, this is way more my speed. So I was in my like early 30s, I think. So I go to the lady and I'm like, okay, I don't want it all off because I don't want to look like a little girl because obviously I have issues about like looking young and being little and then like, you know, adding that to it. So you're like, I don't want a bald vagina. So I'm like, just leave like a triangle. So I do like 3 or 4 treatments. It's great. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't really want this in the middle. Fuck it. You know what? I just want it all off. I'm going to have it all off. So I go to her and say, okay, now I want to do the whole thing. So we do the whole thing. Within those 5 weeks after I do the whole thing, the inside triangle doesn't grow back, but the outer part of it grows back. So when I go to her 5 weeks later, I have what looks like a triangle carved vagina in my pubic hair. The rest is great. It's still fine because I have been doing laser, but I got the opposite of what I wanted. I went to her and she's like laughing like you going, I've never seen this happen in my life. So of course, then you got to get the whole thing off. So it's just all gone and it's been gone for years. But oh my God,
That would be such a fun fact for Danielle Harris. Did you know that Danielle Harris, her pubes, the way that it grows,
they grow opposite. She has and you know
triangle.
What I think it was? Because what grows on like the top of your vagina is thicker, is a little bit like more coarse, I think, or the hairs maybe a little bit denser.
Uh-huh.
So of course, when they did that once, it just disappeared. Where the outer, like the inner thigh a little bit, like around the bikini line that I had been doing was pretty fine. I just didn't like it. Uh-huh. So that, of course, like took a longer time to get rid of because it was so fine. So then when I did the middle, it just disappeared, never came back. Yeah, that was absolutely, that would only happen to me. That would only happen to me.
Fucking hilarious. That is,
it's like
so
I carved
funny.
It out. It was fucking ridiculous.
I think
I want
about
a laser
this.
Hair remover.
Have you ever? Yeah, we did talk about this, right? Like the dyeing and stuff. Like the fucking.
Oh yeah.
Like what they're doing with their dogs now.
With their dogs.
Yeah, okay, people just, are like dyeing their dogs like fucking crazy fucking patterns weird. And shit. Like one of my
people
girlfriends
are just bored.
Obsessed.
Are they
with
bored?
That. I don't know, man. Maybe
is it like is it like a sense of like creative expression, or you want to be cool? You're dyeing your dog color.
I just think it's like a new thing, a new trend. So everyone's just like hopping on the trend. They're like,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Let's make our dogs look like lions and pandas and bears.
Oh
and,
yeah, I've seen that.
Or fucking mat like unicorns. Cody, he's looking at Cody. Just looked at me and like so terrified. Oh,
I used to shave my Labrador.
Did I show you this?
Wrap. Oh no! Let me see.
I wrapped Brendan, my leading man, Brendan Fair, got me this.
What does it say? I can't read it backwards.
It says,
"Fuck all y'all."
Fuck all y'all.
Oh,
with
I
my
love
leg
it.
Up in the air, and I'm going, oh, yippee!
That is so cute.
I know, isn't that so
how
cute?
How sweet.
Fucking adorable. My That's very own best. SAG award, right there.
Yes.
There it is.
Fuck all y'all.
Crazy. Crazy.
Are you happy to be done? So you're in post right now, right?
I'm in post and I'm in prepping.
Are you in pre-production for another
one?
Movie? I can't believe you're taking that job. I don't even know what it is. You haven't told me anything about it, but I know it was going up till like 2 days before you're getting married.
Yeah, but no, that's something else. That's an acting job, which, you know, I was struggling with yesterday. You know, people always give me the quote, things happen for a reason. And I've been getting that fucking quote since I was a child. And it's it literally haunts me. And I hate it so much when people say it. And I literally am like, I'm waiting for the reason. Like, what?
Yeah.
What's the reason? I've been waiting since I was 8 years old. What the fuck is the reason? Because it hasn't hit me. I'd like
to tell
me
what it is. And what do you think the reason would be?
So, okay, you want to know what happened? You want to know the update of what's going on in my life while I'm also going through wedding hell right now at the moment? So it is a place that I have to travel that's over 20 hours.
Thailand?
No. And it is a cool movie with a director that I've wanted to work with for a while now and with a producer that's like doing multiple projects and I've been wanting to get involved with her for a while because she's just such a sweet human. And it is an offer that like finally makes me feel like Halloween days, like what
like
I deserve,
what you're supposed to
dude,
be. Yeah.
what I deserve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, you know, it made like getting a house, like all these things just like come to life. And like, and then with the directing, like going the way it is. And I was just like, wow, maybe like I can get a house. I can finally move to Austin. I can maybe even plan for a baby. Like, you know, like things we're planning. And of course, what's in the middle is my wedding. Right in the fucking
middle.
And you know, yesterday was, I mean, it's not a no yet, but yesterday was, we're not sure if we're able to make it work with your wedding.
There's no way they could push it. No way.
Other people's, it's other people that are names, you know, like come before my schedule. So I'm just
can
like,
can they just check with the other people?
They
to
are.
See?
They're not checking with the other people. They're working on the DODs and the first AD and seeing if there's anything that they can do, but I might have to possibly like fly out the day after my wedding. Like
that's
there's,
okay.
Or
look at me,
go before my wedding.
No
prep, get my wardrobe, film for 2 days, fly to my wedding and then fly like shit. Like some things are like crazy right now. And I'm just so thankful that I have Tom O'Connell as my partner because he gets it. Because he gets it. Because he's just like, he's like, we can't move our wedding. What the fuck? Like, if that was an option, I would. I was like, I know, I know. It's just like, but my thing with him yesterday, as I was crying, going like, why the fuck? Like, I've been working so hard and I've been waiting for an opportunity like this to like get my life in order. I'm like, why? Like, why does that happen to me? I work so hard. I haven't met anyone in my life. Well, maybe one person that I'm really, really close, that has worked as hard. Like, I'm constantly like, have paths open.
Are you looking at me while you're saying that one person that you know in your life? Are you talking about me or somebody else?
I guess I should have just told you. Yeah. I guess I should have just said you. But like, you know, like have so many fucking paths and we work so hard.
Yes.
And I'm like, why? My wedding? My wedding? My wedding day is getting in the way of my career? Are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, it's like,
I don't plan anything, Danielle, ever. I don't ever plan anything or let anything get in the way.
How many job opportunities and things came my way when I was trying to get pregnant?
Fucking crazy, man.
And I'm like, how can I do this? So do I put off another year of having a baby, of implanting my embryos that are sitting in the freezer because I want to do this job? Like, what is more important to me? Because I already wasn't able to get pregnant because I waited so fucking long because I was taking job after job after job after job my whole life to survive, you know? So I totally understand. And then you wonder like, okay, is this God's way of making me have to choose what's more important to me? But what is more important to you at the end of the day? They're both equally as important. It's not like it's just some movie that's like a little bit, you know, but it has to, you have to be able, here's what I think, if I may, if it is supposed to work, it will, and it needs to work around you. It needs to work where you cannot fly there before your wedding and do wardrobe fitting and shoot for 2 days and do it after. You have to have faith that it will work out for after. Don't spiral yet. And if it's not this, and for whatever fucking reason, if they can't make it work, just know that you will do a movie with them because they want you.
I know. I texted my manager and I said, dude, how am I supposed to stomach this when this goes away? And he was like, dude, I know. Because
another will
come.
Another will come.
But this has not come in like over a decade.
It will come again, and I promise you, and it will probably be from these people, and maybe there's another project that they're already working on that's going to be in production at some point that they could put you into where everything works, and you'll be like, okay, cool, so that's going to be in September, and you know that you've got, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know you've got that to look forward to.
It just was a lot to swallow yesterday. That was a lot to swallow, and then I'm being constantly let down by people with my wedding, and I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. This life is sucking, right? It was just an emotional day yesterday, and I was trying to do something super special for my fiance, and I was like, not in the mood after all these things are happening. I was just like, I was like, whenever I'm on a high, something in my universe just comes and goes. Ha!
Smack.
Kick you, motherfucker. Get down there. Get back down to reality.
You know, don't you ever wonder, and I always feel like bad for almost saying this, but I feel like when I have those moments, I go, why does it have to be this hard for me?
Yeah,
why can't it? Why does it have to? Why is there always some fucking obstacle that I have to get over? Why can't it just come to me and not be a problem?
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, well, other people have it way worse, you know, that typical 100%. Like, well, you could be blah, blah, blah. And, you know, your first world, problem. Oh, God forbid, you know, whatever, you and your problems. You can't decide whether to go have your beautiful wedding or to go, you know, star in a movie where you're going to make a lot of money enough to buy a house. Like, it sounds ridiculous to like the regular person. But, you know, when everything has to be an obstacle, when there has to be something that you have to either let go of or push through every single time, like you directed your first movie, how amazing, but there was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle.
Dude, but
you're getting married, amazing.
I think
it's
what it is because it's been like that since I was 8 years old, having to prove myself
and
like
why?
Having to fight for roles. Every fucking massive role that I've gotten, I've had to fucking fight.
Even
Halloween, man,
it
was crazy. Like every time, and it doesn't matter how many fucking credits I have, how many fucking things that I do, I'm just always constantly having to like be like, please, please.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't like that feeling. I'm like, when does that feeling go away?
They fucking replaced me in Halloween 6.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like his sister, Tom's sister, was like trying to have a pep talk with me. And I was like, she was like, they'll move it for you because you're just that great and blah, blah, blah. And like praising me. I'm like, you're so amazing for thinking that. But they just fucking recast you.
They just recast you.
They'll just find someone that looks like you or resembles
you.
But
even like, but even in things that like you're... I felt like when they recast me, like, it was over like a couple $100.
That's crazy,
and,
dude.
And
crazy.
I was, had already done, like, I couldn't believe that.
And you just and think the, that they loved you that much, you know, that no one would do that. Like, it's crazy.
Well, yeah. You know, you think like, I don't know what I just, you're like, what did I ever, what did I do? I must have done something. Yeah. What did I do?
I know that's so weird that you and I both are very similar in that. I always think of like, what did I do? I always say that. I'm like, what did I do something to that person? What did like,
yeah.
Like do, yeah, it's so like awful everybody that we thinks both I've look got, at ourselves.
Well, because who else could it possibly be?
Yeah, I know. But other people? Isn't that crazy that we like us as humans rather go and point the finger at ourselves than rather being like, you know what? It's those fuckers. It's not me.
Well, it's like dating, I guess.
Yeah, it's like dating. It's just all our fucking traumas with like being in this industry at a young age, like having to prove ourselves and be loved, and like it's just fucked us up, man. It's not us. It's not us.
Like everybody thinks, I get messages on stuff on my Instagram and stuff about when I post stuff about the new Halloween universe or whatever, and everyone thinks that I've got some issue against Malik. Like we've had some huge big fight or like something has happened to make it difficult for me to stay in that world. And that's not the case. I don't really know what it is. You know, I think I posted something the other day and I tagged him, and then I felt like, why am I tagging him?
Yeah.
You know, because I feel needy now. Like, I really want to be a part of this. But, should I be a part of this? Like, you know, no. I mean, maybe not. Like, I already came back as another character. Like, what's the fucking difference? But then there's my real truth is I would be fucking devastated if they made another Halloween universe and brought back other characters and not me.
Yeah.
And I don't mean me as Annie, you know. This is what I thought of this morning. They're going to do it. They're going to ask me to come on. I'm going to get the call. I'm going to be so excited. And I'm going to work for one day and they're going to kill me. That's probably what will end up happening. Like that would be my world. And then they're going to have some other girl come on and be the lead. And she's going to be on the show for 5 years. You know what I mean? And then you're like, okay. And then I would go to like, well, I'm old. Well, I'm, you know, who cares about that storyline anymore? Or why do I keep needing to be needed? Why do I keep needing to be in that, because that's what makes me feel, because like you're saying like, Lori, that Halloween was the first time that you felt like I did it.
Yeah.
I'm good here. Yeah. And I haven't had that since my teens. You know, I mean, when I was doing big movies and felt like, and I didn't even fucking know it back then. Yeah. No idea back then that was what was happening. And you know, it's like, I want to be someone that will just sit back and have the guy call, you know, I don't want to be the one waiting by the phone, but I've always been the one waiting by the phone going, what's wrong with me? Either I did something or I am some way that I just, nobody wants me, or, which I know is so stupid. And I know you totally fucking get it, but I mean, imagine if they start bringing people back from Rob Zombie's Halloween, like,
dude, it's really because of us being in this industry at such a young age. I really think it fucks with us mentally as kids into how we see ourselves now and how we have to feel loved or
well, auditioning. You go into the room, dude, and you're like, please like me, please like me.
Why don't they
and
like
you only
me?
Only leave going, okay, I didn't get it because I wasn't good enough, I wasn't pretty enough, I wasn't funny enough, I didn't cry good. I still get that way.
I auditioned for the new You show and I sent in a couple of tapes and I, you know, they just announced who got it, and I was just like, dude, that like the it hurts. Like every audition that I'm like trying so hard to get, like it hurts. Like I'm human. I'm a human being, and you know, you hear more times no than yes.
I mean, I always tell people that aren't in the business, and I think this is interesting to think about for people that are listening. imagine the job you have. Remember when you went in for your job interview, wherever you work, whether it's a drugstore, if you're, work at a doctor's office, grocery, it doesn't matter what level, what kind of job it is. But imagine that one interview that you went on. You had to go on an interview for the job that you have gone to school for, that you are completely qualified to do, probably more than anybody else that's coming in there. You've put in your time, you've busted your ass, you've gone through school, whatever it may be, and you have to go for that same job interview 70 times before you actually get a job. And during those 70 times that you're qualified to do, you don't have any other income coming in. What would that be like if a regular person had to go to their job interview? Normally they go to one, two, maybe three, if things are really hard to get jobs right now, like at a studio. If you're like, I know my friend's friend that's staying with her, like he's an executive in EIC for a studio. He, you know, his job moved him. He doesn't have his job anymore in Florida. He's living now. He's staying with my friend Davina in California. And he's like, there's not a lot of positions for an executive in
really
charge. And he's
right
got like huge, you know, he's been working on very, very, very big things for a very, very long time. And there's, you know, my friend Kimmy that I went to dinner with when I was out there. She's, you know, a director and a producer. And she's like, I haven't worked in a year. I haven't worked in a year. And, you know, she's like, I've got two movies that are in pre-production, but they're not financed yet. Like, there's no green light yet. Yeah. So I'm just like hoping and waiting and know that I probably won't make my health insurance this year. And I don't know what to do. So imagine going on the same interview for the job that you're qualified for 50 times or 60 times before you actually know, okay, I'm good. And then those jobs only last for 2 weeks. Or three weeks, and then you're fired, and then you have to start all over
again. I know.
You know? And this is like to feed your family and to keep consistent, and you're competing not just against like six people that are coming in, you're competing against thousands of people.
And people probably are listening going, then why don't you quit?
Yeah.
Why don't you stop? Why don't you? Which,
what else
which some
you,
actors
you
do.
Some you actors, did. You're directing.
Oh, well, I'm not quitting, but yeah, but
no,
I'm
of
pivoting.
Course not.
I'm pivoting because I have to, and now because I want to.
Well, you're qualified.
Like, a lot of it was pivoting because, like, even with my book and like releasing my book, and because it's literally because I want to do a series. Like, it's all to be in this industry.
Well, it's
and to
you're creative.
Get an
you know?
Opportunity to find a physical landing for a home. For a while, which I have never had in this industry. I've had little short-term rentals my entire career, but I've never had a home.
When you get a little bit older. Like, I think you're close. You're close because you're exactly where I was.
Do you know how many fucking people have said that to me my entire life?
But it's true. But it's true. Please believe me. I know. Believe me and trust me that it's just an age thing. And you're on the exact path you're supposed to be on where you are right now. Everything is actually going according to plan. I know that sounds nuts and it's a struggle and it's a pain in the ass, but you've got a great man. You're getting married. You're going to start your family and you're going to make your move. You're going to lay the roots. And the moment you have kids is going to be, and who knows what will happen. It could take you forever like me. I thought I was going to get pregnant on my wedding night. Ha ha, joke's on me, you know? Like, thank God I married someone that financially was had money so I could buy my way to having a child, which I know some people are going to be like, oh, or, you know, whatever. But for those of you who don't know, I've had IVF. Thank God. Otherwise, I mean, also I lived in California. If I had a real job and was living in here in Texas, my insurance would cover it.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Most jobs, they'll cover 100% of it. I know many women that have had babies through in vitro and their insurance has covered it all.
Wow.
Our insurance just doesn't cover any of it.
Yeah.
Not even
no, our insurance
zero.
Doesn't even cover therapy. Though barely.
No. Well,
barely.
Unless you're
mentally unstable.
Well, unless you go to someone that is on their list or whatever, which
is
usually
awful.
Like shitty, you know, shitty doctors. Yeah. Like you're like someone just starting out or like a counselor versus like an actual psychiatrist.
And now
or
they
therapist.
Raise that up. So you have to make a ridiculous amount of money to
just
qualify
know when you turn 40,
it.
When you turn 40, what you're required to make, isn't it funny, goes down significantly to qualify for insurance because they know you're not going to get jobs as much as you did in your 30s when you're over 40.
That is crazy, man.
Isn't that nuts?
That is insane.
Yeah. It's completely crazy.
Shit,
and I
so
think
fucked
once
up.
You get once you get settled and you do all that, you're going to the decisions will be easier for you to make about how long you're gone because you won't be able to. You just simply will be like, I can't leave my kids for a month. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't take my kids with me across for 22 hours. I can't. You know, you're just like, the decision's made. Or you're like, can I make this work? How do I mean, look, I took fucking Jagger to Scotland when he was 7 months old. Like, I flew by myself to fucking Scotland with a 7 month old. I'd never taken him. I don't even think I'd taken him on a plane more than once or twice. And I was there for a month with my 1 year old at home with my husband because I really, and I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. And I took a girlfriend with me that helped with the baby and I paid her to come with me. So I had like someone that I trusted that was there. But, you know, sometimes you're like, I can fucking do it. And you'll know, you know, and I know this is a hard decision, but I really, my gut's like, this will play itself out. However it's supposed to play itself out. Yeah. And I know that like, if it's not this one, it'll be another one, but there will be another one.
Yeah. I think when you talk about kids and stuff, and I've said this multiple times, I've always seen it in my future. I don't really see it as clearly anymore. And I think that's just because I just know, I think also my family issues, and I don't want to not be able to give love to my child the way that they deserve. And if that is meaning that I do not need to have a kid anytime soon because I'm still growing up myself and trying to figure out things and figure out my life and my career and a house and be financially like stable, you know, like I want to be that kind of mother.
Okay, well, just because you said all of that, you're going to get pregnant on your wedding night.
Fuck off.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling
Don't
you.
Don't fucking jinx. Don't put that into my universe.
I'm telling you. No one's ever ready. You're never going to be financially secure.
I know that.
You're never going to be emotionally ready. Your kids are good. You having a kid is...
I want to feel like a mom when I get pregnant. I don't feel like a...
And you will. No. Because you're not.
Bitch, stop trying to get me pregnant.
Because you don't feel like a mom because you're not a mom yet. The moment you get pregnant... You'll feel like a mom.
I'm just not ready to have kids. Yeah.
No, you won't.
I think it's really great. I think it's good that I'm like, I think it's really good that I'm recognizing that right now. Like my career is like now feeling like, I don't know.
It'll just happen when it's supposed to happen, I guess. And however it's supposed to happen. And, yeah. You know, it just remember, and this is what everybody always forgets. I feel like it takes 10 months to grow a child. From when you get pregnant, you have almost a year to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Whether it's emotionally, financially, physically, health-wise, whatever it is.
I need to get my shit together now.
Well, you are.
I need to take baby steps. I still feel like I'm a kid. I need to like get married, be married to my...
But you're doing all of those things, Scout.
...partner. And then I need to like get a house and then like... I don't know. I think I can. Obviously, I know you can't plan a child, but I think like I don't know. I think I can plan my life for my child the best way that I can.
Well, you can. I mean,
yeah. Just right now is not the time. I'm unboxing another layer of myself, and
right.
I just am like, that's my child right now. I'm really stoked on it, and I'm just like the energy that I have and like me not being so like negative on myself and blah, 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 like this sort of stuff is helping. And like, I see the bigger picture and like, I mean, I don't know how many other opportunities have come into my life right now because of it. And it's been crazy. I mean, it's really cool. Am I making
like,
what I want
to
make?
To have
no,
faith
but
in
it's okay.
yourself. But you're doing what you love to do.
Yeah,
and sometimes that's the price you pay. And that's worth it because I swear to God, every time I took a job that was like, I'm taking this because I need to make money right now, not because I want to do it, I was fucking miserable.
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 I just turned down two movies because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to take that.
See,
I don't
good for
need
you.
It.
So that's
I don't need
that's
that.
Huge progress.
That's really great progress for
right?
me.
Right?
Pretty
that's
great.
You trusting in yourself,
yeah.
believing in yourself.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, the Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, the Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Listen, I just watched the J-Lo. Did you see the J-Lo documentary?
Dude,
I was posting about it.
Everyone's fucking trashing on this fucking movie. And like,
oh, you're the one that told me about it.
Duh. Yeah, I told you about it.
Watch the making of?
I watched the making of and then I watched the movie.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, I mean.
I thought she believed in herself.
Dude.
Aside from, I was like, wow, you are. She's totally a love addict. Yes. And I love how they did like Love Addicts Anonymous and not SLAA, not Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous.
I was like, because you're not really supposed to talk about Sex Love Anonymous. And, you know, it's like alcohol. It's like a private thing. So I just think it's so fucking ballsy that she was like, yeah, I was a love addict. Fuck you. What do you want? This is why. And she was like, she realized it and she like overcame it. And like, I just was like,
the little girl, you know, the whole thing was about the little girl in her and needing
Dude,
to
I was
hear her.
Bawling.
And,
oh, yeah. Bawling. Cause I could relate to it so much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Good for her, man. I've heard, you know, like Tom was like, I've heard that she's not very nice. And I'm like,
I've heard that too.
I'm like, ugh.
Whatever.
I need to stop doing that. I need to like stop. I was telling him, I was like, I really don't want to judge people before I've had the opportunity of meeting them. You can never know what people have been through. But like,
I mean, you can see, you know, the way she was around some people, but I don't think that has anything to do with her. You know, it's the same old shit. Like if a woman's strong, she's a bitch. If a guy is the same way, he's a stud or he's the boss or he's this. Like there's just, it's women are supposed to be some way that, you know, if you're anything other than like overly nice and hot and skinny and sexy and all of these things, then you're like, people want to talk shit about you. But I saw the same thing. I was like, okay, I've heard really bad things about her. And I was like, so I was looking for why people could say that about her while I was watching her.
Yeah.
You know, and like how she talked to certain people or how she treated certain people or was one treated differently than the other one kind of thing. And she's just a fucking boss bitch.
Yeah.
And you know what? She believed in herself
enough to spend
her own money and wanting to just tell her story, not for any other reason than to tell her story.
But it definitely had to have hurt her. It definitely had to have hurt her how awful people have been. Like, God, I don't understand, like, how we can be so cruel to people, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Just trying their best and trying to accomplish something that they
believe
in.
You think it's jealousy?
In. No, maybe. I don't know. I think freedom of speech has gotten a little fucking, the lines have been blurred when the internet came around and people can hide.
I just always wonder, like, what a world, we've talked about this. What would a world be like if we all supported one another instead of put each other down? What would that be like? What kind of people could we be? What kind of universe could we make? What kind of world could we create together if we didn't talk, if we just worked with and supported one another, encouraged one another? Instead of put roadblocks up and talk shit. What does it do? Like, what does it do? Does it get people off? I mean, I don't understand what the point of being... Listen, when you're an asshole, I call them as I see them.
I think people just want to join. Like, when I see comments, like nasty comments on like a TikTok or something, and you see people like, it just grows. Like fucking, like ivy, it just like grows. Like people just want to be a part of it. Like,
of the talking trash?
Yeah. They just want to be a part of something. They just want to feel like they fit in and like, I don't know what it is. They just like, I don't know. I noticed that with like even gossip. It's like they just want to be a part of it. Like for even for a second, like their life means something or someone's
listening
to them.
I think it does something in your brain like drugs does. I think it there's receptors that I think it's like an actual thing that it's like media. It like gives you the feeling of high. Like being high. Yeah. It's like, you know, coming from sex addicts, like, and love addicts, it's kind of the same thing. There's some fix. There's some thing you're getting. I mean, I know I see a lot of addicts, whatever their addiction is, are obsessed with their phones. It's like you can't, they just can't, everything's an excess. They can't stop. You can't stop. I mean, it has to release endorphins or something in the brain that gets you all excited and into that, whether it's gossiping in person or talking shit online, or I wish there was something else that people could do that would make them feel that way, like exercise or be of service to someone, like see how that feels. You know, I mean, I was doing not community service, but I think I told you I was volunteering in an old folks home while I was going through SLAA, and I was like sitting and talking to them because I missed my grandma. You know, my grandma was there, but I still felt like I needed that nurturing older person. And I dressed up as the Easter Bunny one year. I would serve them dinner. I would do like bingo with them and arts and crafts. And I would bring my dog because I had lab at the time. And I always would bring my dog there and like play with everybody. But I felt I would leave feeling like I'm going tomorrow. Actually, there's an Easter egg hunt at the old folks home that Jagger's going to with his class trip. So my mom and I are going to go and we're going to hang out there. But there's just, I don't know, like some people are living their life to give back to others, you know, in third world countries working on world hunger. And like, there's that's like incredible. Those people. And then there's the people that sit in their basement and fucking, I don't know why it's always got to be a basement, but sit in their basement and
no,
talk.
They're sitting in their nice houses, their nice apartments, drinking a latte and just going,
probably,
fuck you, you're awful.
Fuck you, you're ugly. Yeah.
Like what? What do you mean?
So funny.
Why are you being such an asshole?
Why? God,
I stopped reading my comments sometimes. I'm just dude, I can't. I don't even want to hear it. It's
horrible.
But we put ourselves through that sort of, you know, thing. So it's like crazy.
Well, you put yourself in the spotlight. You know, you're gonna take heat no matter which way, and you just have to kind of go like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I've had like training since I was a kid, you know?
Yeah. At the end of the day, I read this somewhere the other day. At the end of the day, this might've been on like I'm not on TikTok, but an Instagram thing. It was like, the end of the day, when you're dying, you're not going to think about all the people that did you wrong in your life. You're going to think about all of the people that loved you and all of the people that you loved.
Oh, that's it. Sweet. Yeah. That's true.
That's it. You're not on your dying, on your deathbed. I'm not going to be thinking about that comment or that job I didn't get or that thing I didn't do or how I wasn't, you know, this or that or whatever. I'm going to think about the people that are closest to me that love me and I love back, and that will be it.
That's great. I love that.
What are you laughing at? You're laughing at something. Whoop. Something just get thrown at you.
Did you just fall? What was that?
I don't know. It's a ghost. You have a ghost in
Jesus, here. That's all I need. No, I was finding a 911 call and this came on my feed and I was like, this is you. This is literally you tonight with a
what is that? Oh my god, the mask.
It's a new one that's like your face and your neck.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really great.
The red light?
Yeah. It's supposed to be really, really great.
See, another thing that I've been researching that I haven't, I'm like, I don't know if I buy it. I don't know.
Oh, I know.
But when you go get it, it's offered at a spa, like a esthetician's place, and it's like $200 for like a treatment. So you're like, oh, I'll just buy one at home.
I want to do the plasma pen.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
On
it's called
your
a vampire facial
entire
on my face. Yeah.
Oh, like all the little dots?
Yeah, okay. They take your blood and they spin it and then they pull out the plasma and then they put it in the pen and then they do.
Did you do it
all
here?
The little, no, I did it in Austin.
Damn it. I need to find somewhere here where I can do it.
It was great.
I was just thinking like my eyelids.
I don't know if they did my,
my mommy's eyelids. My mommy's eyelids. We droop. Okay, let me find.
911.
I'm just gonna
finish American Nightmare, by the way.
Yeah, I had already finished that. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, I remember. I was like,
I don't know why I thought that I didn't. Here we go. Okay, I haven't listened to these, so fuck me. I should probably start listening to these. Okay,
you say that every time. We've been doing this for 2 years.
There's fire EMS. They're pulling up on the scene now. Okay.
Please. Oh my god.
Fire EMS are coming to help you. Okay.
Jump the fence, please. Jump the fence. Please jump the fence, please. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
We're gonna help you. I'm gonna stay on the phone with you. Okay?
I'm sorry.
You're in the tiger cage? You're in the cage?
I'm next to it.
You're next to it? Is this pulling into the cage?
Come in, turn left. You come in left, first thing at the tiger cage.
First thing at the tiger cage.
Please help, shoot it. It's gonna eat my... It's killing me, please! Please, just jump the fence and kill it. It's killing me, please.
They're coming.
Oh my God, kill it. Please help. Please help.
They're coming to you.
Please help.
I'm on the phone with you. I'm not gonna leave you, okay?
My God.
Does it say what happened after?
He put his hand in a tiger cage.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he couldn't get it out?
And a tiger grabbed a hold of it and was trying to pull him into the cage, apparently.
He couldn't get his arm out of.
And he could not. Yeah, apparently it was like eating his entire arm off. That is.
Well, thank God it wasn't his whole body.
Nuts. That is fucking nuts.
What is he doing putting his hand in a tiger cage?
Why the fuck would you do that?
Why?
Why are you doing that? People.
Come into the left. Like, was he work there?
Oh, God. Did I just, like, save all these, like, fucking animal things?
Oh, God. I don't want to hear any more people getting eaten by animals.
There's this bear attack. I was like, oh, God, no.
Oh, God.
No, we'll leave that for something else.
But you know what I did take out of that?
Is put your hand in a cage?
Well, aside from that, bitch. Yeah, I don't even, I don't go to the zoo. I don't like, I can't stand animals in cages anyway.
Yeah, I can't either.
But I always want to hear how people really are, when they are going to really die, like what that really sounds like. So you could, you know, like the fact that he was like I've never heard anybody in a movie that gets stabbed, like continue to say like, I'm going to die. Help me.
Yeah.
You know, there's something interesting about, because they don't really tell you when you're doing movies, like what you're supposed to do for those scenes, for those death scenes. You just kind of have to like wing it. I don't know. I'm sure you're like, you don't really plan what you're going to do. You're just like, let me just see how I feel and what the situation is. And something will come up. I can't have an idea of how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
You know, you're not practicing how to get strangled to death or get your head sawed off.
That was so fun working with, you know, some of my characters died. And so it was really nice working because everybody was like, how do you do this? How do you act that out? I was like, oh, this is cool. I was like, okay, I'll tell you how to do it. I was like, it's pretty simple, pretty easy. But also,
isn't
like, obviously,
weird? You're
whatever,
like, how do you know?
Yeah, I know. I was like, whatever you envision what your body would feel like, obviously, like add that. But I mean, it's interesting because like any horror movie that I've done, I'm very like nice when I'm calling for help.
Right.
I'm always like please or like please don't kill me or please, you know, like begging sort of thing. Or
right.
I always call like with you, like I called you baby like the entire time, you know? And I think maybe that's just like
that's who you are
my nature.
Inside,
yeah. So but that was me coming out in these sort of like I kind of knew what I was gonna do, but then like my nature came out. It's like I've never really heard anyone in a movie like call their friend or whatever when they find them like dead, baby, please don't leave me, like I love you, you know, like all that kind of stuff. I've never really.
Remember when I was laying there, so that wasn't in the script, the way that I delivered it, laying there our first Halloween, screaming Lori on the floor when you're on the phone.
Yeah.
Like that was guttural, fucking scared anger, complete like loss of control.
Awesome.
But I mean, maybe that's because when I do other death scenes, it's kind of similar to that. It's got that like like, I'm so angry that I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's you. Like, an, that's it's you. Just me. Maybe that's me.
That is you, though.
Because it's different. It's a totally different.
It's like even what came out, like when I was directing you and we were doing that scene, it's like you, like there was like a natural like anger to you, but it's like sadness anger. It's like, you know, people feel like that. A lot of the
time.
Well, times.
Anger just covers up the pain.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And it's, I think it was very, very powerful.
Because I'm like probably one of the least angry people that I know.
You're like, I got to get something out, bitch.
I got to get it out somewhere, some way or another.
I'm getting it out here.
I'm either yelling at my mother or she's going to listen to this going, yeah, you're mean to me. Oh, that's what I wanted to tell you. I was thinking, well, maybe now you don't want to do it. I don't know. I was thinking for Mother's Day and Father's Day, for Mother's Day that I would have my mom on the show, and for Father's Day you would have your dad on the show. My dad's dead, so, you know, I don't know. It depends on how, okay, you know, what's happening in our families.
Make me feel fucking bad. Make me feel crazy.
Well, I was like, I wonder if, you know, I would find it interesting to hear
Maybe. I don't know. My dad...
I don't even know when Father's Day is, but I'm assuming it's in the spring.
My dad, I love my dad, but my dad could definitely crack some jokes that might be inappropriate or whatever.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if I were to like interview your dad,
I don't know about that. But your mom, definitely.
Well, I would like to have my mom because I'm, you know, I'm sure she. Oh, she's got shit to talk about too. Oh yeah, of course she would.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she told me that. Oh, that Griselda, you know, the TV show, the show with Sofia Vergara, that I'm trying to remember how this is, I guess, like, I don't know if it was like, she's going to say like, that's not what I said. Watch. Cause she listens to every episode. So does my sister. My sister said, by the way, she agrees with you on the food of Disneyland, that it's amazing. And then I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fuck yes. Sister,
I was like, you also
Lynn.
Eat ketchup on everything. So you are not in a place to
on
talk.
Everything.
Gross.
What the fuck, bitch?
Gross.
We need to have some flavor up in this bland ass food.
We made corned beef and cabbage. She made it for my mom and her made it for St. Patty's Day. And she put fucking ketchup all over her plate. I was like, bleh.
Yeah, corned beef. Ugh.
Corned beef. Oh my God, corn beef is delicious.
Yeah, you gotta put ketchup on it. Are you kidding
me? Ew, gross.
Oh my God. Gross. Corn beef is so fucking gross.
You put mustard. It's corn beef and mustard, not ketchup. Yes.
Nar.
Have you not been to Ireland?
Nar.
They're not putting ketchup, they're putting mustard.
Nar.
When you eat a hot dog, do you put ketchup or mustard. Ketchup and mustard? You put mustard.
Okay, hot dog, I put ketchup and mustard. Corn dog, I put mustard.
So it's weird. It's kind of the same. Like corn beef, you're supposed to put mustard. But anyway, So my mom was telling me, and I knew this story, and this will be a little bit in my book too, that one of the big guys in this, I've only seen the show, the first episode of this show. So I don't know. I have to watch it to know exactly what I'm talking about, but I'll just repeat it and sound like a moron, but I'll repeat it anyway. One of the guys she was talking about, that's like the drug running mob sort of guys, whatever. My dad apparently had some sort of connection to. And I remember, and my mom reminded me, when my mom and dad got divorced, when I was two, we had like no money. We were like in our car. I remember it was like a red on red station wagon. And we were like running, trying to get away from him. And he had like us in a bedroom. It sounds horrible, but like, I don't know what was going on. Anyway, I just remember like climbing out the window with my mom and like getting in a car and going to JCPenney's. And I remember like sitting on the lounge outdoor patio area of JCPenney's where they sold like patio furniture and grills. Was it JCPenney's or Sears? Might've been Sears. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember as like, it's a memory that I have as a two-year-old. The smell of the car, it smelled like cherries, and that I climbed out the window, went to JCPenney. So my mom was telling me that, well, anyway, so divorce, no money. And then I remember when we were struggling and my mom, as I got older, said, you know, there's this safety deposit box that has a lot of money in it, but it's blood money. And your dad had the key, knew where it was, but it was involved somehow in this with this person that is on this show. I don't know in what connection. She'll have to tell the story. But she's like, when I heard the name, I was like, holy shit, you know, your dad knew where this money was hidden. And when we needed money, I refused to go get it because I didn't want them to come after me. But I knew where it was. And your dad was the only other person that knew where it was and had the key. Well, you know, and my dad died mysteriously in like a weird fucking way. And I know he was a bookie and he was doing all kinds of running numbers and all that shit. And I know he was running numbers for the mob, as my mom used to say. And I was like, what mob? It's not like the Italian mob. And she's like, no, it's different, but like couldn't really explain what it was. So I just thought of it. And then I thought, like, did I romanticize it as I got older, that it was like this big deal, when maybe he was just like had a gambling problem and was taking people's money? And, you know, like, but I remember in his bedroom last time I stayed with him when I was seven, that he had a composition book, a black and white composition book, tucked down on the side of his bed that had all of numbers and like money things and all the gambling, like horses and this and that and, you know, all of that stuff, sports stuff and whatever illegal shit gambling is, which I never think of gambling as being illegal, by the way. I don't know why, but it doesn't seem like, I don't know. It always seemed weird that like that's illegal to run numbers. So yeah, so she told me some story about my dad's connection to this person that's on the show. So when we get around, we're going to have to ask her specifics.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if my mom's kind of embellishing it a little bit or, but the fact that like she hasn't brought it up to me in probably 15, 20 yeah. years. And then
probably afraid to talk about it. Maybe she shouldn't talk about it, Danielle.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about
Listen,
it.
Listen, I don't know where it is. I don't know where
it's just
the
like a nice dinner chat.
I don't know where the safety deposit box of where all this money is. It's probably fucking gone by now, but don't come after me, my mom. I have no idea.
As you're having the conversation, you'll be like, wait, you mean that box that like you gave me? Like,
you know, when I wrote this, I will tell you the story and then we'll get off. I started to write the story about my dad 20 years ago mm-hmm. in my early 20s. And part of the story, because I didn't know the truth, and part of the story was that my character, it was based on a true story, but obviously like film-wise and made up of stuff. In my story, I turn 21 and get my dad, who I thought owned a car dealership, because you know, my parents in real life had a car dealership.
Yeah.
I get this letter saying I'm finally getting my dad's money, but I have to fly to New York to get it. And it's with this lawyer. And then this lawyer says, I have this envelope with a key from your dad to the safety deposit box. And this is supposed to be given to you when you're 21. And then I'm like, what? And then I go to the safety deposit box and there's all this money in it. And I'm like, where did this money come from? If my dad worked at a car dealership and we struggled throughout my life and I was the one, you know, financially taking care of my family, what is this money? And is this blood money? Like, are they going to come after me if I get it? So I know that I'd heard this story when I was younger okay. because it was in my story, in my script that I was writing, but I had forgotten about it. And again, don't know how much of it 100% is true. And honestly, if my mom really knows where it is, mom, if you're listening, I'm kind of curious to see if it's still there. So can you just let me know where it is?
Oh my God. Don't talk about this on a podcast. Oh my God.
I'll send David. Yeah, I'll go check it out.
Oh yeah, send your husband. And then there's no father left.
Oh yeah, great. Start the cycle all over again.
Just saying. It's fucking crazy.
It's hard when you know that it's there, you know, or if you think that it's there.
That's called gambling, yeah.
It's kind of like your job. It's kind of like your movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the money's there, but is it worth it? What's the price I'm going to have to pay to take it?
I'll just write a movie about this time in my life right now.
You should. Add that to your list of other movies we're working on.
Exactly. Crazy. Oh, guys, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. See you next week. Bye.